This is part one of Lord of the Flies. Jay, what's happened so far?
In the book so far, we have been introduced to a few characters such as Ralph, who seems to be impulsive although a natural leader, Jack, who seems to be aggressive for leadership and also ambitious in general. There's also Piggy, who is very clearly out of shape, likely due to his asthma, but he is someone who thinks about the bigger picture before acting. There's also Simon, who is described as weird and strangely happy, who is also persistent when it comes to making shelter for the rest of the kids. There are also other characters like the twins, Sam and Eric, as well as many other unnamed kids. We are first introduced to Ralph and Piggy as they navigate the jungle looking for a nearby lagoon. Then, Ralph and Piggy find a conch that is used to bring all of the other kids on the island together. After that, Ralph is elected as chief of the boys, and Ralph selects Jack and Simon to search around and confirm that they are on an island. Afterwards, Ralph decides that the group needs to build a fire. They almost burn down the entire jungle by mistake, and there's a quarrel between Ralph, Jack, and Piggy. Then, one younger kid who is missing is believed to have died in the uncontrolled fire. And then we finish off this section with Jack hunting, then coming back and showing his frustration to Ralph. Due to this, Ralph and Jack wander off for a bit, and Simon leaves for a while as well.
Interesting.
Right. So, Nate, how do you feel about Piggy's lack of fitness and how it contributes to the story?
I think that Piggy's lack of fitness takes away from how he is respected in the group. He's unable to keep up with the group on certain expeditions. He's inadequate in the sense as a late leader. So Ralph, a more active character, naturally took over the position as leader. The reason that Piggy has less fitness than Ralph is because he has asthma. This is stated in the book many times. Stark quote, "You're talking too much. Shut up, fatty." Golding 21. This quote shows Ralph takes over leadership, dismissing Piggy, who is fat. Jay, what elements of the story are allegorically based? What elements are not? How are they or are they not?
I think the elements of trying to push forward towards a common goal, despite the differences in the hierarchy of society, is thematic. And I believe it's intended to represent allegorically some type of wartime or coming over war. There are subtle mentions of monsters. These monsters are not agreed upon as to their shape, size, or really any common attributes. But many feel that these monsters do not exist. This could represent a common enemy at wartime or an internal fight over something that pertains no real threat or is created by fear of that something is being created as real life in real life. Stark quote. "He wants to know that you're going to do about, he wants to know what you're doing about the snake thing," end quote. Golding 35. One child believes that he saw a monster in the night, while Jack is convinced this young child is incorrect and the monster was only a figment of his imagination. So, Nate, how do you define leadership in the context of the story, or not, you know, not in the story, and which character fits that definition the best?
I think leadership in this story is being able to organize and command a group of people in order to complete certain tasks. In this story, Ralph leads by coming up with non-thought-out plans that are on the spot and spontaneous. However, Piggy leads by thoughtfully creating a plan and thinking through the consequences and benefits. Stark quote, "And that's not all. Them kids. The little uns. Who took any notice of them? Who knows how many we got?" Ralph took a sudden step forward. "I told you to. I told you to get a list of names. How could I with them little uns running around like insects? Then when you three came back, as soon as you said, make a fire, they all ran away and I never had a chance."
All right.
All right. What does the conch represent and why, you think, Jay?
I think the conch symbolically represents a voice in society. They mentioned that the conch is expensive. When one person has the conch, it is their turn to speak and feel representative, and the leaders often hold the conch away from others.
Right.
Start quote, a conch, ever so expensive, end quote. Golden 16. Now start another quote. I'll give the conch to the next person to speak. Golding 33. These quotes show the way that the conch is equated to social voice in Golding's book, being able to speak out and being heard.
So. Interesting.
Nate, what is the relation between Jack and Ralph?
Well, Jack and Ralph seem to be both friends and enemies because they seem to go toe-to-toe at the beginning of the book when deciding leadership. While the story progresses, Jack and Ralph seem to become friends and bond through the hardships and struggles. The circle of boys broke into applause. Even the choir applauded, and the freckles on Jack's face disappeared under a blush of mortification. He started up, then changed his mind and sat down while the air rang. Golding 23. The cause of their pleasure was not obvious. All three were hot, dirty, and exhausted. Ralph was badly scratched. The creepers were as thick as their thighs and left little but tunnels for further penetrations. Jay, how is Golding's argument shaping to this point?
I think that Golding's argument centers around the idea of different social positions in society and the way that leadership develops. It shows how the younger kids fall into place under Ralph, and their concerns are pushed aside, further in the social development on this island. Golding could imply an argument that neglects these concerns highlights failures in societal development. He could also allude to the idea of the central government disconnect in real history, as we see in the Cold War, the battle against communism, rush for Africa, etc.
All right. Part one of The Lord of the Flies was great. It was a good read. Mm-hmm. I recommend it. Interesting argument. All right, we're done here.
Thank you.
Part two coming up.